This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited, thrilled, delighted to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. I'm heading out to Kauffman Stadium later today. It is Big Slick Day out at the K. I will not be at the softball game because I will be here with you. But you know what? Right after the softball game, I will be in attendance. The Detroit Tigers are in town. They are maybe the best team in all of baseball. We'll talk more about that as the show progresses. Again, my name is Carrington Harrison. Rob is here. I was asked a very fun football toss-up question that I will ask you guys at some point in today's show. We got a little Royals. We got a little college football. We got a sprinkle of college basketball. We got a lot of fun stuff scheduled in today's show. We're going to have a current Royals player and a former Royals player join the show. Carlos Estevez will be on the show. Also, Eric Kratz. He was the backup catcher on the 2014 Royals team that you guys know went to the World Series. So we got a lot of baseball scheduled in today's show. But before we do any of that, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And I need you to tell one friend. I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two friends to check out the show, but you know what? Beggars won't be choosers. And if you could tell one friend to check out the show, you know what? I would appreciate it. Now, I know that some of you are going to laugh at me for this open, and you know what? That's perfectly fine. I can accept that. I can live with that, but I'm only telling you my experiences. I'm not super well-versed in, I mean, I go over there from time to time. I mean, I work in Kansas, but that's not really a place that I hang out. Not a lot of my close friends live over on the Kansas side. I didn't really go to Kansas a lot as a kid. So some of the areas of Kansas are still a little bit foreign to me at times. I don't ever need to use the Apple Maps when I'm over on the Missouri side. I know my way around pretty well, but when I'm over on the Kansas side, yes, sometimes I gotta type in the GPS where I'm going. So yesterday, a friend of mine asked if we could go get food, something to drink. And I'm like, yeah, of course. Where do you want to go? And in the process of us trying to figure this out, we agreed on Talk of the Town. We agreed to go to the Talk of the Town over in Leawood. You guys probably know the one I'm talking about, over by Prairie Fire. Actually, a really good sports bar. I would highly encourage you to go check it out. Shout out to Talk of the Town. So, Rob, I didn't immediately know where this was, so I typed it in the GPS, and it had me drive on Knoll Avenue. Now, I don't know why I wasn't thinking about it, but I'm driving, and I look over to my right, and then I see Asperia, and then I see T-Mobile, and I was like, We were just talking about this yesterday. Oh, this must be where they're thinking about building the Royal Stadium. It was like a light bulb moment went off in my head. And then I started thinking, this is a terrible place to put the stadium. You're telling me the entire time we were talking about this yesterday, Rob, you didn't tell me that this was right across the street from Town Center? You know how many times you and I have been over there going to get a meal at 801 Chop House? Shout out to my guy, Nick. You know how many times you and I have seen a movie over there? You know, we love a bamboo penny on this show. I don't know how I didn't put two and two together to know exactly where in the city that we were talking about. So as I'm driving through there and I'm kind of looking around and I'm kind of getting a feel for, oh, this is where they think the stadium is going to be. It honestly was like all of it became so clear to me. And I really was thinking, this is what you guys are excited about on the Kansas side? You can't be that excited about the stadium being on the Kansas side if that's the idea of where they're going to put it. Now, let me be clear. There is obviously more than enough space to build a baseball stadium there. That is not what we are talking about. We are talking about a lot of land. It's right across the street from a pretty cool entertainment district. So, I mean, it's not the worst idea I've ever heard, but it's certainly not an ideal location for a stadium. I then started thinking more and more, and people were saying this yesterday, and I didn't really pay it enough mind, and I apologize for this. How is the traffic going to work over there? Because I remember when we were throwing out the idea of the stadium being in downtown Kansas City, some of you had a bunch of logistic questions that were very, very fair about how this was going to work. Wait, where are we going to park? How close are we going to be to the stadium? How is this? How can it? We were asking a lot of valid and legitimate questions. We were discussing it. We don't have those same questions about where they're talking about building the stadium now. I mean, that traffic's not great over there as is. We're talking about adding 20,000, 30,000 more people, more cars, more traffic, more everything. You're going to have to completely rebuild the structure over there if we're talking about adding a Major League Baseball stadium, at least to the part of town that I saw yesterday. I can't believe that's where we want the stadium to be. This is probably the truth about it. And I say this as somebody, honestly, I'm coming at this from a neutral place. I think we all want the best thing. I want the Royals to be in a spot that makes sense for everybody. If the Royals are going to move to Kansas, the only place that really makes sense is the Legends. It's the only place that's out of the way, that's easy to get to, that has enough space, that has enough of the things to be able to operate. But throwing it right in the middle of where they're talking about just sounds like it is going to be an absolute nightmare for everybody if that's where they're talking about putting the stadium. And then I started replaying the conversation that we had yesterday with Bob Fesco. Here's what Fesco had to say. Fesco loves the idea.
55% of the season ticket holders live within a five-mile radius of 119th and all. Johnson County is the fastest growing county in the metro. More and more people are moving there, you know, every single day. And I think that, yeah, it'll definitely help with walk-up traffic. Hey, you want to run up to the ballpark real fast? We can, you know, take a Bird scooter, or we can take an Uber real fast, get up there. We don't have to go all the way out to Independence, Raytown, 435 and 70. It's 25 minutes that way, 25 minutes this way. Maybe you don't even have to mess with parking because it's there, because you live so close, you can just take an Uber and get dropped off. Yeah, I think there may be some of those nights, Carrington, where you're sitting around on a Tuesday and you realize nobody's got anything. Hey, let's run out to the ballpark. It's right down the street.
So that is what Fesco has to say about the proposed idea of what is happening. Again, you guys can make fun of me on the text line. It honestly just hit me. It was like a vision. You ever just been sitting there one day and just everything became so clear? That's how I felt when I was driving past this. I just honestly, I looked over to my right and I was like, oh, that's where they're talking about building the stadium. And then I looked to my right and then I looked to my left and then I saw the Dick's Sporting Goods and the movie theater over there. I was like, this is where they think the stadium should be? The only way you can be excited about that location is you're just happy that it's in Kansas. And you'll just live with the, hey, this is probably going to be an inconvenient spot. It's maybe not going to be as ideal as where the stadium currently is, but I'm just happy that the stadium is in Kansas. If that's your answer to where they're thinking about putting the stadium, I get that. It makes sense. Rob, you don't live super far from this, so you're obviously excited about it for different reasons. You've always wanted the teams to be over on the Kansas side. If that's your reasoning, on why the stadium should be there, I will not fight you there. But you cannot tell me of all the possible locations and areas of the city, you cannot tell me that's the best place to put the Royals' new stadium. You cannot convince me that.
I don't think it's the best place to put it. I don't want to say that. But I think two things can be true at once. While I think it is not the optimal location, I actually think Washington Park is the optimal location, and that's coming from a Kansan, that it makes the most sense for it to end up at Washington. It just, that's what makes the most sense to me. I do think it's an improvement on the current location of the stadium, because the current location, like, Carrington, me and you agree on this with baseball. It's a sport that you need to have stuff to do around the ballpark. It is not a destination event the way a football game is. Right now, around Kauffman is nothing. At 119th and Knoll, there is stuff to do. So in that regard, I think it's better. But is it perfect? Absolutely not. It has flaws.
Yeah, and I understand that. And I'm not saying that having those things around the stadium that are good, right? I'm not... That location is ideal because there's a movie theater over there. That location is ideal because there's, what, 5-6 restaurants over there? Good restaurants. We love a Bamboo Penny. We love an Aqua Penny on this show. We love a Ra Sushi. That's what makes that a really good location. Just from a logistical standpoint, that just doesn't really seem like a great place to put the stadium to me. Maybe you guys think that I'm hating. 913-586-7965. I do think if you were like me and you live on the Missouri side, you do have to come to grips with the possibility of, hey, the teams might not be in Missouri anymore. You're going to have to make that trip across state line if you want to go watch the Big Slick game or you want to go watch the AFC Championship game. I have come to grips with that once the vote failed of, hey, maybe these teams aren't going to be on my side of state line and I'm going to have to go over there. But if you were telling me that the two possible options to build the baseball stadium are over by Nebraska Furniture Mart or across the street from AMC 20, please build it over. Please build it in the Legends. Essentially, build what you have with the Truman Sports Complex. Build that out in Wyandotte County, out near the new amusement park that they have, Margaritaville, that's around the corner, and Nebraska Furniture Mart. Please build it over there if those are the two options. That is a spot that, to me, just makes so much more sense than the proposed idea that is being thrown out there right now by the Royals. You guys can chime in on this, 913-586-7965. Coming up on the other side, Rob, it is very, very rare that the biggest story in pop culture also coincides with maybe the biggest story in the National Football League. We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Cole Reagans from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with C-Dot on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Entry Law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harris. I'm very happy to be here. Coming up in about 30 minutes or so, Carlos Estevez will be on the show. We'll talk some baseball. We'll talk a little bit of life. Who knows what we'll talk about with Carlos Estevez. We just kind of let the vibes carry us in those interviews. We still got a lot to get into. We were just talking about the proposed location for where the Royals' next stadium could be over on 119th and all. I drove past it yesterday, and I cannot believe that is the idea and that is the plan on where to put the stadium. Royals, if you're thinking about moving the stadium to Kansas, please just go put it by the Legends. We all will be happier if that is the plan and the intention on where to put the stadium. Fesco thinks this is going to help the walk-up crowd. He thinks that people are going to be taking Razor scooters to the game.
55% of the season ticket holders live within a five-mile radius of 119th, and all Johnson County is the fastest-growing county in the metro. More and more people are moving there, you know, every single day, and I think that, yeah, it'll definitely help with walk-up traffic. Hey, you want to run up to the ballpark real fast? We can, you know, take a Bird scooter, or we can take an Uber real fast, get up there. We don't have to go all the way out to Independence, Raytown, 435 and 70. It's 25 minutes that way, 25 minutes this way. Maybe you don't even have to mess with parking because it's there, because you live so close, you can just take an Uber and get dropped off. Yeah, I think there may be some of those nights, Carrington, where you're sitting around on a Tuesday and you realize nobody's got anything. Hey, let's run out to the ballpark. It's right down the street.
I mean, if there's one thing I think we know about the Johnson County mom, is she's going to be riding the Bird scooter on the way to Royals and Reds on a Wednesday out at the stadium. Bob is convinced that this site is not a leverage play. This is where I disagree with not being a leverage play. The timing of this just feels very, very coincidental. No, this deal was done on May 9th. And then a week before the special session in Missouri, we get this. Oh, hey, by the way, an affiliate of ours, I mean, we didn't buy it, but an affiliate of ours, we just bought the mortgage of this place in 119th and all. It has to be a leverage play in some capacity. Now, I mean, you can use leverage and then ultimately act on it. A leverage is, I am going to hold out. And then your company says, no, you're not going to hold out. And you're like, all right, watch me. And then you actually hold out. So, I mean, it can be a leverage play, or your company tells you, all right, hey, you know what? Calm down a little bit. Why don't we go ahead and figure this out? And why don't we get you a contract so you don't have to miss any time? But I don't know how you can see the timing of this news, especially in relation to when the special session in Missouri is going to be, and not see that this site in some capacity is being used as leverage against Missouri.
They're not using to flip that. That land right there has been sitting there for 20 some years, and nobody has done anything with it. There are no houses around that area of land to get in the way of a ballpark or anything of that nature. It is the perfect spot, and it is exactly what John Sherman has talked about since he bought the club and doing a battery in Atlanta. That spot of land there at 119th and all is 10 acres smaller than the sports complex, which houses two stadiums and 22,000 parking spaces, mind you, flat surface parking spaces. And that spot is actually bigger than the spot that they have the battery in Atlanta, which houses, I think, 22 bars and restaurants, four Fortune 500 companies alone in that area. And it's built in exactly the same area of Atlanta that we would be building this stadium in, out in Johnson County. I do not believe, from the people that I've talked to, and I've talked to a lot of people on this, there is nobody thinking that they can take that thing and flip it. Otherwise, it would have been flipped a long time ago, because that Sprint campus has been obsolete, like I said, since the day it's opened, and nobody's done anything out there.
So that was Bob Fesco. He was on the show yesterday. I would highly encourage you guys to check out our interview and conversation with Bob Fesco. He has been all over this topic. We are a month away. The Starbonds expiration date is on June 30th. It is May 30th. So the hope is, the anticipation is that we are very, very close to having a resolution on this story. We'll get back to the stadium coming up in just a little bit. We're also going to talk to a current Royals player and also a former Royals player. They will be on the show in the next hour or so. We'll have both a current and former player join us on the show. Rob, the biggest story right now in pop culture is actually about Travis Kelce's girlfriend. Now, for those of you that keep up with this stuff, Taylor Swift didn't own her own Masters. She tried to own her own Masters, but somebody bought it from her. She was mad about that. So you know what she did? She decided to re-record her old songs. Have you heard the Taylor versions? Well, that's basically, she went back in the studio and re-recorded all of her old songs and then told all of her fans, don't listen to the old music. I don't own the old music. Listen to the new Taylor versions. And her fans listened to her and they bought it up like crazy. Well, today, she actually got the opportunity to buy all of her old music. Her first six albums, all the pictures, all the unreleased, all the documents, all the documentary work, all of it. She is now the owner of it. Billboard believes that she spent $360 million. She now owns every song that she has ever recorded. The only reason I am telling you this is because it's time for her to do the halftime show at the Super Bowl. If you think back to American pop culture and American music, for the most part, everybody that should do the Super Bowl halftime show has done the Super Bowl halftime show. Beyonce has done it multiple times. Prince has done it. Michael Jackson has done it. If you think of who was the most popular musician at a time, they all at one point have done the Super Bowl halftime show. She has not done it. Now, there was a time where she didn't do it because she had a Pepsi deal and Coca-Cola was the sponsor, or Coca-Cola, then Pepsi. It was some soda war. That is not the case anymore. Apple Music is the sponsor now for it. It is now time for Taylor Swift to do the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm not saying this because I'm the biggest Taylor Swift fan. I mean, I like a couple of the songs. I like the Shake It Off song. I like the Bad Blood song. That anti-hero song. I mean, it's all right, but I'm not going to make it seem like I'm a Swiftie by any means. I don't have any issues with her. It's just not my kind of music. But I do appreciate pop culture enough to know the moment that it would be if Taylor Swift agreed to do the Super Bowl halftime show. She should do it. Everybody else has done it. It is now your time to do it. You now own all of your music. You're the biggest musician in the world. This is the biggest stage in the world. Sign up and do it. Can you imagine if the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift is going to do the Super Bowl halftime show? I mean, we're talking about the most watched sporting event in the history of the world. Taylor Swift, I don't know if you're listening. I don't know if your team is listening, but first off, congratulations. I know this is a big day for you, something you've been working for a very long period of time. And second, it's time for you to do the Super Bowl halftime show. It is now your moment to now do the Super Bowl halftime show. You know what the Swifties need after this story has been building and building with your relationship? The Swifties deserve to hear Love Story during halftime of a 17-10 Chiefs leading the Philadelphia Eagles in the next Super Bowl in San Francisco. That's what this entire story has been building towards.
Listen, I actually agree with you. It's time. You're right. The Coca-Cola, Pepsi war held her out for a while, but now it is absolutely her time to do it. I will say this, though. I don't think she is doing it while Travis Kelce is an active player. I think as long as Travis Kelce is a member of the Chiefs, or if he leaves the Chiefs and goes and plays a retirement swan song year in Cleveland, or, you know, the Chiefs move on and he ends up being a Seahawk. I mean, that happens to players. As long as Travis Kelce is an active member of the NFL community, I don't think Taylor Swift is going to do it. I think Taylor Swift enjoys going to football games, hanging out in the suite with the most famous people on earth, and watching her boyfriend play football. I think the minute Travis Kelce is done playing football, I don't know, it's a week later we get a press release. Boom, Taylor Swift's doing the halftime show. But I think as long as Travis Kelce is active, she will not be doing it, because I don't think she wants to be in the following scenario. I'm watching my boyfriend play football. Into the first quarter, I gotta leave to go get ready. I then come out and perform. My boyfriend can't see it. I then miss portions of his performance. I then go after the performance. I gotta clean up, and then I go back to the suite. It's just, it's a lot of missed time. I think as long as Travis Kelce's a football player, Taylor Swift is never doing the halftime show.
Everything you're saying makes perfect sense. Maybe this isn't her time to do it. Who would you suggest to do it this year? I do think in some ways we're kind of running out of deserving pop acts to do it that have not done it for the first time. Like, it'd be kind of cool if they let somebody do it for the first time. You know, it'd be cool if they got it. Now, I think the music has changed in such a way, like someone just sent in, I really want to see Metallica do the show. We're sick of pop music. I mean, I'm not really sick of it, but I also understand that every halftime Super Bowl show just doesn't need to be for mute, that we all have different kind of music. Maybe you want to hear classic rock. Maybe you want to hear The Weeknd. I don't care who you want to hear, but they're talking that there's no way that they're going to make all of us happy when it comes to it. It seems to me, if I was in charge of the Super Bowl halftime show, the two people that make the most sense to me to do it would be Morgan Wallen or Taylor Swift. That just seems like the right time to do it. You got two of the biggest musicians in the world. Neither one of them have done the Super Bowl before. It just seems like that's who should do it if they're going to go in that direction.
I actually feel like I was about to say Morgan Wallen, but I just,
I'm trying to think because there's usually some sort of connection between the city and the person that is doing it. There's some sort of quasi, like in Vegas, it was Usher. He had a residency in Vegas, so it made sense. Is there some California artist that I'm just oblivious to that's obvious?
I feel like they just got their California Super Bowl halftime show a couple of years ago with Dre, Snoop, and all of them. They just got their Super Bowl, and that was a great halftime. Don't get me wrong, but they just had the Let's Celebrate California, Let's Celebrate the West Coast.
I feel like L.A. versus San Francisco are not the same West Coast. Like, where's Sabrina Carpenter from? You're telling me you wouldn't want to hear Espresso in the halftime show?
She got enough songs to do a 15-minute. I just feel like you got to do a little bit more in your career than Sabrina Carpenter.
It's not a real 15 minutes, though, because Kendrick was an outlier. You know what you can do? You can buoy it with friends and family and neighbors. Like, think about the halftime shows. Bruno Mars, when he did it, it was a, hey, I'm bringing everyone out of Palooza. When Justin Timberlake did it, he brought people out and they joined him. Like, if you're Sabrina Carpenter, you can go do it, maybe get some Olivia Rodrigo, some Dua Lipa out there with you, and suddenly you have a great show. But I think the next person is going to be, by the text line standards, a relative unknown, but I feel like the kids, the youth, the TikTok generation will know who the next thing is. I think it's not going to be Taylor Swift.
A lot of people are suggesting Post Malone would be a worthy person to do the Super Bowl halftime show. I don't have an issue with Post Malone. He would make a lot of sense to me. If you did kind of like a new country thing where Post Malone came out and then you had Shaboozy come out and he does the one song that we all know, you could probably do like a modern country set and get two or three artists to do it together. You remember back when you and I were coming up, they didn't just have one person do it. One year they had like Aerosmith, Nelly, and Britney Spears all do the halftime show, which now thinking back makes absolutely no sense, but they had all three of these people do it. Why couldn't they do something cool like this for this year coming up?
I mean, that was back when MTV took over the booking for it. That's when all that stuff started happening. It's also when the Justin Timberlake snafu happened as well. Is Apple Music in the business of having a hodgepodge that don't connect, like a Aerosmith and a Jelly Roll and a Sabrina Carpenter? Because Apple Music seems like it feels like they are using it to highlight a singular artist. And if that artist wants to do something beyond that, cool. But that kind of feels like how Apple Music has wanted to operate.
Let's switch gears just a bit. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Carlos Estevez is going to join the show, and we're going to catch up with him and talk a little bit about this weekend and what the Royals have planned out at Kauffman Stadium, as it is a big slick weekend here in Kansas City. So, Pro Football Focus, they have released their all 32 rankings for quarterbacks in the National Football League. They have four quarterbacks, in the elite conversation. Patrick Mahomes is number one. Joe Burrow is number two. Lamar Jackson is number three. Josh Allen is number four. So they have four quarterbacks in the elite territory. I think it's going to be really, really hard to poke any holes in that. Let's start with this question. Now, I don't want you to hear this question like I disagree with him being number one, but I'm simply asking the question because that's kind of what sports talk is. If you had to explain right now why Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league, what would your answer be? If somebody came up to you and said, I think Josh Allen's the best quarterback or Lamar Jackson, and you said, no, it's Patrick Mahomes, what would your reasoning be for why he's still the best quarterback in the league?
He wins more. Like that would be like, statistically, Allen was better last year. Lamar was better last year statistically. But if you were to ask me, hey, defend how Patrick Mahomes is number one, he is just does more winning. That is the big stat right now that is in Patrick Mahomes' category that the others don't have. So I don't like quarterback wins as a stat, but if you were to ask me, hey, what's the stat where it's just undeniable Mahomes is 1-1, the answer is winning. He just does more winning.
Yeah, I mean, my answer is very similar to yours, but looking at it through a different lens. I think Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the league because there is no player in the final 5 minutes of the game that I think better puts us in a place to win better than he does. I feel very, very confident when Mahomes takes the field and the Chiefs are down three with 4 minutes to go and they need to put a drive together, whether it is to tie or take the lead. I feel very, very confident. You have a certain feeling when your team needs to kick a field goal on if you think your kicker can make a 47-yard field goal or not. If it's the bottom of the ninth and there's a runner on first base and you bring out your closer, there is a measure of confidence that you have or uncertainty. There's no player in the league that I'd rather have in that moment take the field to help us get this win better than Patrick Mahomes. And I'm not really sure that it's that close between him and who else you think would best fit in that scenario. So for me, that's why I would have him as the best quarterback in the league. This is who they have as the tier two high-end starters after those big four. Number five, they have Jalen Hurts. Number six is Jaden Daniels. Number seven is Matthew Stafford. Eight is Justin Herbert. Those are the four quarterbacks that they have in the high-end starter category. It feels very, very early to me to put Jaden Daniels at number six. He had a phenomenal season. Don't get me wrong. One of the best rookie seasons that we have ever seen a quarterback put together. We are talking about one season. One season from Jaden Daniels. A great season, a dominant season. We are talking about one season, and part of quarterback greatness is not just the flash. It is the longevity. It is your ability to replicate it and be a guy consistently year in and year out. The reason you feel that way about Mahomes is we have a tremendous body of work that you've put together. Josh Allen has put a tremendous body of work. When Lamar Jackson has been healthy, a tremendous body of work. We've seen that same thing from Joe Burrow. I think it's a little bit disrespectful for a guy who has put one season together to put him in the same conversation with those big four that I named, also be ahead of Matthew Stafford, who has won his team a Super Bowl, and directly behind Jalen Hurts, who also been fairly consistent in the league and also taken his team to the Super Bowl. I think having Jaden Daniels at six is a very premature. I'm not 100% sure where I'd put him. Probably somewhere closer to that 11 or 12 range because the inexperience and just the follow-up hasn't been there. Six just feels high to me, especially when, and we can keep going down the list, you got Jared Goff at nine.
I will say this. I agree that Jaden Daniels is too high. I also say Jared Goff's probably too low at nine, but and PFF does far more analytical breakdowns than I do. Do you know who feels like they're prime for regression in 2025? Jared Goff. So if PFF is telling you, hey, a lot of Jared Goff's greatness is Ben Johnson related, I don't mind him falling to nine. I think Jaden Daniels at six is a little bit of, it's not the exact same as the backup quarterback theorem, but he hasn't failed yet. We've never seen him go through tough times. So, oh, he's perfect. But I do think at its core, we have a consensus top five. It's Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow, Hurts. One, two, three. I think the conversation now starts at six. We talked about this earlier this summer. Does the conversation start at five? I think it probably starts at five, but with what Hurts has accomplished, the conversation and interest really begins around number six. At this point, there's like a hierarchy. I like how PFF did it. There's an elite tier. Then there's a really good tier. Like, it feels like that's how quarterback works in the NFL right now.
I'm reading this paragraph for Justin Herbert, and I'm not really sure how a website like PFF can put this together. Justin Herbert might be the best regular season quarterback in non-clutch situations. His passing grade actually tops Patrick Mahomes. In standard game situations outside of late game or high pressure moments, Herbert owns the second highest passing grade in the league. Wait. But that's what defines you being a great quarterback. Are clutch situations. You being really good in non-clutch situations ain't really doing much for me at quarterback. It's empty buckets. It's empty calories. Yes, you're really, really good in that January game against Toronto. In fact, you're phenomenal in the January game against Toronto. But what about in late April, early May, when you got to go up against Anthony Edwards and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander? You then turn into a pumpkin. Justin Herbert is the exact same way. Justin Herbert is really, really good in September against Jacksonville. Oh my goodness. Justin Herbert, he might win you your daily fantasy league that day. He's going to go out there, throw for 400 yards, throw for three touchdowns, no interceptions. He got that long hair flowing. It's going to be great. You play that game on a Monday night in Kansas City and Justin Herbert throws three interceptions and the Chargers lose because of one of his interceptions. I can't put Justin Herbert in my top 10. I'm sorry. There's no player I've given up on more in the last 6 months than Justin Herbert. He's fraudulent. I've seen it too many times and I will not be fooled again. You can't be fooled again. I won't be fooled with Justin Herbert. You might be fooled. He's the best regular season quarterback in non-clutch situations. His passing grade actually tops Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, for a week 7 game against Houston. Where's that at in week 19 against Houston? He's a bum. I'm not doing it with Justin Herbert. I give up. I quit. I renounce. Denounce him. Whatever the word is. Number 10, they have Geno Smith. Do you think Geno Smith's a top 10 quarterback in the league?
Whoa, Geno Smith?
They have Geno Smith as the 10th best quarterback in the
National Football League. And actually, I actually think the Raiders in a few years.
Why'd you say it like that?
Raiders a few years might be okay because Chip Kelly seemed to have a pretty good offense at Ohio State.
You said no with too much energy. No. Why did you say it like that?
What did Geno Smith do in the last couple of years that made you think, oh, that's a top 10 quarterback? I would take Sam Darnold right now over Geno Smith. I'd take Bo Nix over Geno Smith.
You want me to read to you his little blurb?
Phew. It's 2012 and he's in Morgantown? No. Is that the blurb?
Few would have had Smith pegged to grade as the 6th best passer in the NFL over the last 2 seasons, but here we are. Why do they keep using Patrick Mahomes as the guideline? In fact, his passing grade is just 0.2 points shy of Patrick Mahomes. After being traded for a 3rd-round pick this offseason, Geno should enjoy an improved offensive line but a downgrade in weapons. He protects the football and has a knack for generating big-time throws. Hey, man, I'm telling you this right now. If you're telling me that Geno Smith is a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League, quarterback play is cooked. I'm telling you, it's bad if that's the case. And you want to know why? Because he's top 10, and we shouldn't be complaining about these dudes getting paid anymore if Geno is a top 10 quarterback. In fact, I'm now looking at this. I think I'd rather have all of these guys behind Geno ahead of him. They have Purdy at 11, Jordan Love at 12, Baker Mayfield at 13, CJ Stroud at 14. I'd rather have all 4 of those guys than have Geno Smith as my quarterback. And Geno's fine, but he's the 10th best quarterback in the league. Something's going on over there, Pro Football Focus. The computer is broken.
Baker Mayfield at not in the top 10 is also, I think, wrong. Like,
yeah, I think that Baker should be probably 10.
What more does Baker have to do to prove he's a top 10 quarterback in the league? But you could keep going down the list, and I would probably take those guys over Geno Smith.
You want
to
know who they have at 16? The average quarterback? Who do you think it is?
I would have said Geno Smith, but apparently we live in a world where he's 10.
Trevor Lawrence. Actually, who they have.
Okay, no. Also, no.
Can you give me credit for who's been saying this the whole time about Trevor Lawrence?
You are correct.
Okay. I just want credit because, you know, nobody else is going to give me credit for. I've been very, very consistent on Trevor Lawrence ever since he's entered the league. No one's ever heard me. Who do you think they have as the worst starting quarterback heading into this upcoming season on Pro Football Focus?
Based on returning? Like, am I going to pick a rookie here? Like, Cam Ward is probably.
Yeah, all of them. Okay. Counting this.
I mean, I would probably take Cam Ward because it's the most unknown.
Saints.
They don't have one.
Yeah, the Saints.
Who do they list? Tyler Shuck.
They have him. One of the most surprising developments of the 2025 draft was Tyler Shuck being the 3rd quarterback off the board, the 26-year-old rookie. I cannot believe that the Saints drafted Brandon Whedon in the second round and have him playing on being their starting quarterback. You know what the Saints got playing? They got 1-2-3 arch. That's what they got. Absolutely ready. They got Drew Aller energy is what the Saints have coming up this season. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Carlos Estevez. That's next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we are really excited to have our next guest join us on the show. He plays for your Kansas City Royals. Carlos Estevez joins us on the show. Carlos, happy to have you join us today, my man.
Thank you, Karen, for having me here.
Absolutely. Let's go through this. What is your usual game day routine? So when you first get to the ballpark, what is it that you normally have to do?
Honestly, just get dressed, stretch, you know, get loose to go out there and play catch. That's basically the first thing to do. From there, play catch and, you know, get ready for a baseball game.
Do you have anything, like, in particular, like maybe you're really superstitious about something that you need to do?
No, I'm not. But I like to calm myself. I like breathing before, like, you know, doing some breathing exercises, meditating before going out there. That's basically pretty much it. I feel like that keeps me calm.
Who is the most superstitious player on your team?
Ooh, let me see. He's gonna be Drew Waters, man. He gives maybe something like, "Oh, I got a hit yesterday. Today, I gotta do the same thing as I did yesterday." So that's, for me, that's really funny.
Right now, we're talking to Carlos Estevez, learning a little bit more about him. So, Carlos, we usually don't ask any baseball questions, but I do have one baseball question to ask you. Whenever they come to you and then you get to determine your walk-up song, take us through that process. How do you determine what song that you want to come out to?
Honestly, it depends how I like the song. You know, what's the mood of the song for me to go out there? Because I like to go out there listening to my song. You know, sometimes I'm singing because that relaxes me. You know, like I'm going out there. That's a good song. Sometimes it's a song that is, you know, like I'm going to feel myself like this is pretty cool, pretty amazing. And with me, the process is, you know, it's like shopping around. I'm listening to some songs, like what, which part and stuff like that. And my wife helps me a lot because she kind of, like, she knows what I like. And she shoots me, you know, like when she knows I'm looking for a certain song, like to get me going, she shows me a few of them. And from there and what I have, I'll make my pick.
Give us the music artist that when you're in the car riding with your wife that she plays, that you actually really hate this music, but you got to listen to it because you love her.
Let me see. It's going to be, how do you call that in English? Like slow songs. I don't know. I don't know what's the genre in English. I gotta think about it. They're not like pop. They're kind of like, they're like way slower. I don't know. I don't really like them. Some of them have good letters, but the good lyrics, but it's kind of like falling asleep for me, you know?
Okay, no, I'm with you. You want a little bit more up tempo while you're riding around in the car. She's trying to play that blues and R&B, and you're really not trying to listen to that.
Okay,
I have one more question related to the music. Let's say that you don't want the song that you have anymore, and then you want to change the song. What's the process for you to change the song? How frequently can you change your song?
How frequently? I think as many times as you want. You just got to shoot the guys upstairs a message like, hey, guys, I want a new song. I wanted to start from here to here. And they keep it pretty simple, pretty relaxed, and I really like that.
Right now we're talking to Carlos Estevez, learning a little bit more about him. I was reading your bio, and it says that you are a big anime fan. If you were trying to convince somebody to get into anime, what show would you suggest?
Ooh, right now, it's going to be short but good. They got to watch Solo Leveling. That's a pretty good one. Let me see what else. if you got some story in it, you can watch Naruto or Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, I watched this show one time, Attack on the Titan or Attack of the Titan. My friend had me do it. I watched like one episode and I realized, you know what, this maybe isn't the genre of content for me. This just isn't my thing.
Yeah, you got to go with Solo Leveling. You're going to like it more.
Okay, what's your favorite anime that you watch? Like your number one, like right now, if you had to like, this is the only show that you could watch on the plane. What's one anime that you started watching and then you just couldn't really get into?
Ooh. Show that I didn't get into and I gotta watch. Let me think about it. Westworld.
Okay. Westworld. Tell us a little bit more about this. What is this show about?
I think the show is about post-apocalyptic world. It's like controlled by a lot of androids, AI, stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to watch Terminator for six seasons again.
No, and that, you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense. Right now we're talking to Carlos Estevez, learning a little bit more about him. So I'm sitting here and I'm going through your bio. It says that The Notebook is your favorite movie. This can't be true. The Notebook's your number one favorite movie.
It's up there, but it's not. It's close, you know, like it's a good movie, but not to be my favorite. I don't know. The thing is, when that happened, I didn't really pick a favorite movie, but that one was up there. I really like it, but mine might not be number one.
Are you a crier during a movie? Because The Notebook just seems like one of those movies that kind of tugs at the heartstrings a little bit.
No, I'm not. I just enjoy a good story.
And you know what? The Notebook, for all the jokes and laughs that we're having, it is a pretty amazing story.
It is. It is really cool. And that's why I really like it. But I'm not on the other side. I'm not one of the criers.
Which Pokemon is your favorite? Because if you're in anime, you're into Pokemon.
My favorite is Gengar.
You know what I determined, Carlos? I determined that I only can keep up with the first 150. I tried to kind of keep up with it. They started adding these new ones, and I don't know anything about them, and then I don't know these characters. I can't do it anymore.
That one is one of the first ones.
No, I know. I'm just saying Pokemon was one of those things I eventually had to get out of, because then we just started adding too many characters. I couldn't do it anymore.
It's way too much. It's like 1,000 now. That's way too much.
Yeah, I know. We got to just keep it with the regular 150.
Keep it light. Yeah, we'll give you maybe 200, but that's it.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right, are you a peanuts or a sunflower seeds person?
Sunflower.
Are you a certain flavor when it comes to sunflower seeds, or just their regular original?
I like original, but I really like their barbecue roast? That's pretty good, too.
The barbecue roast is good. I've actually been getting into this cracked pepper, because I'm one of the people, if I'm watching a baseball game, I need my sunflower seeds. I've been kind of switching it up, a little barbecue, a little cracked pepper.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I really like it.
So I recently was on a plane, and I don't know why, I just determined I was going to see what shows they had available. I had never really watched Friends, and I was like, oh, let me give it a try. Let me tell you, Carlos, I watched Friends for the first time. Absolutely loved it. I feel so crazy because at this stage in my life, I feel like it's a show that I should have seen, but I actually understand why you like Friends so much.
Yeah, man. I learned English watching Friends, and, you know, it's really relaxed, funny, cool. You know, you get they crack the jokes and all this stuff. And, you know, that's one of the all-time favorites for me. I learned English with it, so I basically kind of know every episode. If there's there's an episode playing on TV and I start watching it, I'm like, into a few seconds in the episode, I know which episode it is.
Which character is your favorite on Friends?
Joey.
I also see that you like Breaking Bad, that Breaking Bad's one of your favorite shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Give me like a couple of those series that's in that Breaking Bad lane that you also really like.
Breaking Bad, Ozark. Let me see, into that lane too. I don't know, because I watch a lot of TV shows. Let me see what else. I don't know. Into that lane, maybe those two, Ozark and Breaking Bad.
I actually need to watch. I only watched the first.
Sons of Anarchy, too.
Yeah, I actually have only seen the first episode of Ozark. So right now, I want you to try to sell me on why I should watch Ozark. I'm actually finishing up a show right now. I'll probably be done this weekend. And now I'm looking for a new show to watch. Why should I watch Ozark?
Man, it keeps you on your toes. You gotta keep paying attention, and you never know what's gonna happen. You might get mad with some people, or maybe probably like the wife, or is it the daughter? I don't remember. I think it's the wife. But forget about them. They get into real good business, and they get in a lot of trouble. It's kind of thrilling, but keeps you. It's not predictable, so that's why I like it.
Right now, I'm reading the text line, and a lot of people want me to thank you for mentioning One Piece. A lot of people that listen to our show, they also love the anime show One Piece.
Oh, yeah. Right now, that's the best story out there. It's been going for 30-plus years, and I've been watching it since I'm 13. But it's right now, that's the best story out there, man. It's the best one, too. Stories, character development, everything. I'm telling you, I've been watching it since I'm 13. Or maybe younger, and there's no regrets into it. It's just amazing. It's a great story. Treats a lot of things, that happen in the world, and that's why a lot of people identify with One Piece.
That is Carlos Estevez joining us on the show today. He plays for your Kansas City Royals. Maybe you get a chance to see him tonight as they are playing the Tigers. Carlos, great stuff, man. We look forward to catching up with you down the road.
All right, sounds good, man. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That is Carlos Estevez joining us on the show today. Rob, are you an anime person? You're really into superheroes. I feel like if you really like superheroes, you also really like anime. They go hand in hand.
Actually, anime is not my level of nerddom. I don't nerd out in that lane. I have friends who are big anime fans, but me particularly, I am actually not a huge anime person.
Yeah, I just feel like, if you do those, what is it, a Venn diagram? It's WWE, video games, anime, superhero movies. There's a lot of overlapping in interest if you ended up making that Venn diagram. I feel like you only like Marvel, but you don't like any of the other things that people like that are really, really into superheroes.
I mean, I'm excited for Superman. That's not Marvel. Superman's got me jazzed for this summer.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to football. It's a drive.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.